This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The destruction from the deadly wildfires in Maui is immense. The small town of Lahaina was reduced to ash, and residents wonder how they'll recover.
This is going to take years.
Leaving their town wasn't even an option for some. Lars Johnson lives in Lahaina, which was devastated by the fires.
People are asking if I want to fly somewhere, and I just, why would I leave? This is my home, and these are my people, and this is where I need to be.
Aloha United Way, the Maui Mutual Aid Fund, and the Maui Food Bank are all accepting donations. So is the Hawaii Community Foundation, which has already raised more than $1 million for relief efforts. A three-year-old riding a migrant bus died on the way to Chicago. Here's CBS's Margaret Brennan.
It was announced that the bus took off from Texas, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott has been busing migrants to other states. The Illinois Department of Public Health says that the little girl was confirmed dead at a hospital.
Illinois' top court upholds the state's sweeping gun ban. Here's correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
The ban was enacted after a deadly mass shooting during last year's Highland Park July 4th parade. Bill sponsor, Democrat Representative Bob Morgan, was at the parade.
This is definitely a step in the right direction and will mean that less families experience the kind of trauma that we did.
Richard Pearson of the Illinois Rifle Association notes that the court did not rule on whether the ban violated the Second Amendment.
They said that it was a state case and that they weren't going to decide that. So we'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court and see if they want to decide it.
Well, classes just started back in Louisville, Kentucky, but school had to be closed already following a major bus fiasco that had some kids not getting home until 10 p.m. on the first day. Superintendent Marty Polio.
I hope the community knows in no way are we saying that the issues that we have faced are issues with the bus drivers whatsoever. Quite candidly, we should have anticipated those problems better than what we did, and we did not do that. And once again, I say that's on me.
Attorney David Weiss will serve as special counsel in the investigation into Hunter Biden now that his plea deal has collapsed. CBS's Weisha Zhang.
Hunter Biden thought that he was going to plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax fraud charges. He thought that there was going to be a separate diversion case for a gun charge, and that all fell apart.
A breakthrough method of testing for cancer.
The finger prick blood test offers greater detection of cancerous molecules in the blood.
Specific ones are related to specific cancers, and the technology in principle can detect all of them.
It offers results in just 30 minutes. No word yet on when it'll be readily available.
That's our CBS's Scott Maiman reporting from Cambria, Australia. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Indigenous college students face a lot of obstacles. The people behind a Wisconsin project are doing their part to help make higher education more affordable. Mike Moan reports.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison Star Lab is using a $500,000 foundational grant to create a one-stop shop for Indigenous students to find scholarship programs and other forms of financial relief specifically geared for them. Project co-leader Gresham Collum says the searchable database will hopefully create more awareness that slipped by him when he was a college student.
I'm a first descendant member of the Stockbridge Muncie Mohegan tribe, which means I'm not a formally enrolled member. And a lot of these scholarship policies are based on formal enrollment in a federally recognized tribe.
But he later found out there was a handful of schools in the U.S. with free tuition programs for first descendant natives. Wisconsin doesn't have a tuition waiver for natives, but it does offer need-based grants for those who are at least 25% Native American. Collum says he hopes the effort also compels more higher ed institutions to expand opportunities and update policies. He notes it can go beyond traditional financial aid.
A lot of Indigenous students come from low-income areas where they have Pell Grant funding, and what I would like to see is a lot of these programs expand their offerings to cover costs like childcare, health care, basic cost of living.
He says those wraparound issues often get in the way of Indigenous students advancing their college careers. Collum predicts the database will not only be web-friendly, but mobile-friendly, too, knowing that many Native students come from tribal areas with limited access to high-speed internet. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It's Hawaii's deadliest natural disaster in decades. Dozens are dead from the devastating wildfires. Lars Johnson lives in the small town of Lahaina, which was destroyed.
We're going to do what we can to rebuild, and it'll be back. It'll be bigger and it'll be stronger than ever before.
Our Margaret Brennan with details on the death of a young migrant.
A three-year-old girl has died while traveling on a bus of migrants headed to Chicago. Her death is now under investigation.
It happened Thursday. The bus was carrying asylum seekers from Texas. An assault weapons ban in Illinois remains in place. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The Illinois Supreme Court has rejected arguments by a group of plaintiffs that the ban on high-powered weapons and large-capacity magazines violated the Illinois Constitution.
Illinois struggled to restrict the flow of illegal guns, while officials in the state have faced legal hurdles on implementing new gun restrictions. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If the sound of a chainsaw is music to your ears, here's your chance to watch carvers turn 8-foot logs into one-of-a-kind works of art in Eau Claire. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Championship is like the Olympics, but for log carvers. It's being hosted at the Wisconsin Logging Museum as an ode to the Chippewa Valley logging industry. More than 90 years ago, the most lumber compared to anywhere else came out of this area. Thousands of sculptors from around the world will compete. The U.S. Open runs through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. If the sound of a chainsaw is music to your ears, here's your chance to watch carvers turn 8-foot logs into one-of-a-kind works of art in Eau Claire. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Championship is like the Olympics, but for log carvers. It's being hosted at the Wisconsin Logging Museum as an ode to the Chippewa Valley logging industry. More than 90 years ago, the most lumber compared to anywhere else came out of this area. Thousands of sculptors from around the world will compete. The U.S. Open runs through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
You didn't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So he's, no, I don't know about that. But anyway, so he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. It's all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The attorneys coming up with more specific understandings of this breadth of the immunity and also how we would enforce the diversion side of things. It turns out that that did not happen. And again, just yesterday, late this week, the U.S. Department of Justice filed some court papers indicating that they had in fact reached an impasse. No agreement on this with defense lawyers over a proposed plea deal that would have settled the tax and the gun charges against Mr. Biden. Hunter Biden might now face a new criminal indictment and even possibly a trial. All bets are off now. The plea agreement that was not accepted by the judge in late July, now a part of history, and now the department presumably going ahead with either further investigation, further prosecution down the road. And why is this issue significant? Because yesterday, in connection with all of this, Merrick Garland, our attorney general, came forward and said on Friday that he had elevated the federal prosecutor. His name is David Weiss. He is already the United States attorney in Delaware, the chief federal law enforcement officer in that particular state. And in that announcement yesterday from the attorney general, he was elevating this federal prosecutor to the role of special counsel, elevating to the role of special counsel and giving him that special status that he's conferred on at least two other people during the course of this term, as we well know. We know as well, of course, that Jack Smith was also identified and appointed to be a special counsel in what? That is the case involving matters in focusing upon Donald Trump, the Mar-a-Lago matter, and also the January 6th matter, which we're going to talk about in much greater detail in just a few moments. We also know that this attorney general similarly has appointed a special counsel to review matters related to the present president's possession of classified and other documents in Washington, D.C., and at his home in Delaware. So we now have three special counsels out there, all of them looking at different things, again, under the overall supervision of the attorney general, but nonetheless given some significant latitude when it comes to doing just that. I indicated before that we're going to spend some time talking about what special counsels do and what they do not do, and we'll do that right now because it's understanding that that gives us greater understanding about this particular story. And so as we talk more about this, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you more about the special counsel and about why that's important to understanding the appointment, the elevation just yesterday of this U.S. attorney to the position of special counsel overseeing now the Hunter Biden case as well. Stay with us for that discussion as we continue here on Morning Cannolis.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It's Hawaii's deadliest natural disaster in decades. Dozens are dead from the devastating wildfires. Lars Johnson lives in the small town of Lahaina, which was destroyed.
We're going to do what we can to rebuild, and it'll be back. It'll be bigger and it'll be stronger than ever before.
Our Margaret Brennan with details on the death of a young migrant.
A three-year-old girl has died while traveling on a bus of migrants headed to Chicago. Her death is now under investigation.
It happened Thursday. The bus was carrying asylum seekers from Texas. An assault weapons ban in Illinois remains in place. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The Illinois Supreme Court has rejected arguments by a group of plaintiffs that the ban on high-powered weapons and large-capacity magazines violated the Illinois Constitution.
Illinois struggled to restrict the flow of illegal guns, while officials in the state have faced legal hurdles on implementing new gun restrictions. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If the sound of a chainsaw is music to your ears, here's your chance to watch carvers turn 8-foot logs into one-of-a-kind works of art in Eau Claire. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Championship is like the Olympics, but for log carvers. It's being hosted at the Wisconsin Logging Museum as an ode to the Chippewa Valley logging industry. More than 90 years ago, the most lumber compared to anywhere else came out of this area. Thousands of sculptors from around the world will compete. The U.S. Open runs through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior
go up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior
go up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior
go up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but
Hi, folks. Welcome back to a pre-recorded Morning Cannolis. We hope you can hear us out there in Radio Land.
We are back from this break, and again, we're spending the initial times of our broadcast this morning talking about one of the two major stories coming out of the rule of law enterprise and world this past week. That is the appointment of a special counsel to oversee, to pursue a prosecution of Hunter Biden in the wake of the dissolution of the plea agreement that was presented to a federal district court judge in late July. Right before the break, promised that I would talk a little bit more about special counsels, who they are, what they do, and the extent to which they are truly independent. The extent to which America, as we look at them, should really understand that they are independent or not of the U.S. Department of Justice. The differences between the rules governing U.S. attorneys and special counsels, I would offer, are less about how law enforcement powers are actually used, but instead intended to bolster public confidence that those uses, those powers, are free from political interference. So, for example, special counsels can be arbitrarily fired, cannot be arbitrarily fired without a cause, like a finding of some misconduct. You can't simply terminate a special counsel. That gives a special counsel a certain amount of independence in all of these kinds of things. Beyond that, under the special counsel statute that it now applies to this David Weiss, who is the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden matter, an attorney general can only block a special counsel from bringing a specific charge if the AG decides the step in the terms of the statute would be so inappropriate or unwarranted under established departmental practices that it should not be pursued. That's a pretty high bar to meet. And at the end of the inquiry, Congress must also be told about the decision, which again creates a deterrent to abusing that power. There's also one notable requirement imposed upon special counsels, and that is at the end of their investigations, they must write a report, a specific report, a narrative of what they have found. That could be with or without an indictment, a charging decision. And so while the rules envision that being a private document, the attorney general can certainly and often has disclosed it. We saw that in the Mueller report, a decision there for a variety of reasons related to the policy of the U.S. Department of Justice not to indict the former president, but nonetheless to make findings about what the special counsel, in that instance, Robert Mueller, had found about the Russia connection and most significantly about obstruction of justice by our former president in the first months of his term. All of that related to the special counsel appointments that this attorney general, now three in number, has made during the course of his term. As I indicated, I myself view this as more a sign and a signal to the public to bolster public confidence that these decisions are not political. As a practical matter, the people who are making decisions, pursuing these investigations, the prosecutors, the investigators, they are civil servants. They're not political people. And I can tell you on behalf of many, many thousands of prosecutors, investigators out there, federal and state as well, that the notion that there are political animus, partisan reasons for doing things inside investigations, for the most part, do not happen. I know well that during the course of the last term with the U.S. Department of Justice, an awful lot of concerns about that. I think the time has come for us to recognize that the U.S. Department of Justice, the good people inside the department who have got these civil service appointments, who take oaths to do things without partisan bias, without political animus, can do those jobs. And indeed, Jack Smith, and indeed, David Weiss, the appointment announced just yesterday, they are long-term, long-standing civil servants, and in case of one of them, a political appointee, the appointee who is also supervising the case involving Joe Biden, likewise a political appointee, but people who are directed to by virtue of their oath and the commitment that they make to these initiatives to do things without partisan politics. And I would offer today that as important as it is, perhaps especially in this political season in which we are, to attempt to convince the public that whatever decisions come out of the special counsel's office, again now three in number, with respect to the former president, Donald Trump, with respect to the present president, whose name is Joe Biden, and respect now to Hunter Biden, that those decisions are not affected by politics. That's an important thing for America to understand. And I would offer simply this footnote. And that is that has always been the case traditionally with legitimate U.S. Departments of Justice in the past and, frankly, in the present as well. And it is a good sign to send to America that the Department of Justice can do this even without attaching the special title of special counsel to these investigators who do their work impartially and without partisan review. There are an awful lot of people who are looking at even the decision yesterday that is basically elevating, not appointing someone new, but elevating the U.S. attorney in Delaware to this position is more cosmetic, a cosmetic gesture, essentially formalizing what has already been the case, not a new reality. And indeed, the attorney general, as I indicated before, previously indicated not going to do this because, once again, he's got confidence in this political appointee, the U.S. attorney, to make this decision wisely and even without any partisan or political involvement, had confidence in doing that. Plainly, the circumstances of this, perhaps even inside the Beltway in Washington, now prompted the attorney general to add this additional title to Mr. Weiss elevate him, if you will, to the status of special counsel, giving him, admittedly, a bit more latitude when it comes to some of these day-to-day operations. But in the end, not changing fundamentally the function of attorneys, prosecutors, working with investigators, federal and state, to determine how charges should be brought, if charges should be brought, how those should be described, and what kinds of things should be done in pursuit of the rule of law. So that event, a major event, we will see where this is going. Plainly, the dissolution of the plea deal back in July means that this case may well go to trial. There's also a subtle suggestion out there that the case, because of some of the events, may in fact be venued ultimately outside of Delaware. We'll see if that happens. But again, it brings back, not to square one, but brings back publicly to square one, what's going to happen next. Will there be an information, another plea agreement? Will there be an indictment? Will there be a trial down the road? All of those things, now the possible avenues based upon this significant event just yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C., the appointment by the Attorney General of David Weiss, serving as special counsel now in the Hunter Biden matter, plainly not putting an end to the political aspects of that as well, at least the political commentary on that, urging all Americans of all political persuasions to look at this in the way that it should be looked at, which is focusing on the rule of law and doing the right thing, whatever that might be when it comes to what the investigation shows and what the information, the facts support in terms of charges that should be brought into the courts of America. We'll continue to review that story as well. The other major story I now turn to, coming out again of Washington, D.C. just yesterday on on August 11th of this calendar year. We know well that the other special counsel, Jack Smith, has returned through the grand jury process this major 45-page indictment against the former president. And indeed, we're going to spend most of our time this morning and part of our next broadcast a week from today talking about the specifics of that indictment. One of the things, of course, that happens is that after someone is indicted, they're required to appear in front of a magistrate judge. We know that that happened last week when the former president did, in fact, appear before a magistrate judge, again, in Washington, D.C., to set the terms and conditions of his release, to talk about some basic procedures going forward. That's a part of the arraignment process. During the course of that procedure, again, consistent with civics, consistent with the way these things are done throughout America and all our federal district courts and all of our trial courts as well, this particular president pled not guilty to four principal charges in that indictment. We're going to talk about those in just a moment. And that set up the basis for going forward, including at some point down the road, an establishment of a pre-trial calendar that includes things like when the parties will file motions, when hearings will be had, other matters related to the disposition of the case that anticipate a trial. None of that done yet. But one of the things that also happened during the course of this past week was just this. We know well that in the wake of that arraignment of last week, of the previous week, when Donald Trump appeared in front of that magistrate judge in the district of Washington, D.C., the district court in the federal district court in Washington, D.C., that when that happened, Mr. Trump left, as did the lawyers, as did the prosecutors as well. And in the wake of that, Donald Trump, in an unmistakable reference to a recent social media post and other things out there, he said this on his social media postings. He said, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." That was a statement that his spokesman later said was aimed at political opponents and not at people involved in the case. Probably not. The kinds of things, again, that Donald Trump regrettably has established a record of doing. I mentioned before the special counsel, Robert Mueller, who identified 6, 8, 10 different instances of attempting to affect the investigation, things like that, threatening witnesses along the way in the Mueller investigation, also dangling pardons in front of people, encouraging people to produce documents that did not, in fact, reflect the truth of what was going on, all kinds of things. He said, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," that on his social media posting. And that prompted later that same day, last week, previous week, for the Department of Justice to seek from the judge who's presiding over this case a formal order establishing the circumstances under which individuals, including the defendant, could talk about this case. We know from our previous discussions that that judge is Tanya Chutkan, C-H-U-T-K-A-N. Indeed, just yesterday, on Friday, Judge Tanya Chutkan entertained the request, the motion, the petition of the U.S. Department of Justice to establish a protective order with respect to the discovery, which is the evidence that's produced. Here's the next civics aspect of this. In the course of all of this, all of these kinds of criminal prosecutions, after an indictment, the government, the federal government in this case, is obliged to provide the defendant with the evidence that the government will produce during the course of the trial itself. And that means all kinds of witness statements. That includes videotapes, recordings of interviews, photographs, all the kinds of things the government has in its possession under a number of important Supreme Court cases and also some statutes in the federal system, also in most state systems as well. The prosecutor is obliged to turn over documents that identify witnesses, all the kinds of things that would be presented during the course of the trial. That's the rule of law in America, and that is fair, and that is decent, and that is justice. And it ensures along the way that a defendant is not blindsided by things that happened during the course of the proceedings. It ensures that when the defendant is preparing a defense, again, all defendants, like Donald Trump, presume to be innocent until proven guilty. As he and his lawyers do that, they know what the government's going to present. And that's a part of the routine process that indeed Jack Smith and his prosecutors in this January 6th, this 45-page indictment, have been doing and are about to do more of. And along the way, because of this statement indicating that Donald Trump might be going after, I would interpret that to be witnesses, maybe prosecutors, maybe investigators, maybe others involved in this, the government again requested from Tanya Chutkan, the U.S. District Court judge, an order directing that there be no intimidation of witnesses that would in any way affect their presentation or prejudice any potential jurors along the way. So, yesterday afternoon, during the course of this hearing, Judge Chutkan said that the defendant, Mr. Trump, she basically rejected his ability to speak broadly about evidence and every witness. And she actually warned him that she would take necessary measures, as she said, to keep him from intimidating witnesses or tainting potential jurors. That's what she said pretty much at the outset of a 90-minute hearing on Friday. When we come back, I'll tell you more about what Judge Chutkan said and the limits that she provided to this protective order that she issued, and also why it's important in the future litigation as she oversees the case and as we go forward on the indictment, which we'll also talk about in our next hour. Stay with us for all of that here on Morning Cannolis.
So hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If the sound of a chainsaw is music to your ears,
Here's your chance to watch carvers turn 8-foot logs into one-of-a-kind works of art in Eau Claire. The U.S. Open Chainsaw Championship is like the Olympics, but for log carvers. It's being hosted at the Wisconsin Logging Museum as an ode to the Chippewa Valley logging industry. More than 90 years ago, the most lumber compared to anywhere else came out of this area. Thousands of sculptors from around the world will compete. The U.S. Open runs through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 58. Showers and thunderstorms possible on your Sunday with a high of 78. Showers are likely Sunday night. Some heavy rainfall is possible. Lows around 60 degrees. Monday, showers and storms in 71.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Again, in this last segment of our first hour, we're talking about this major hearing that happened, a 90-minute hearing in front of D.C. Circuit Court, trial court judge Tanya Chutkan yesterday afternoon in Washington, D.C. She limited the defendants, Donald Trump's, ability to share evidence from this January 6th case. Specifically, she said she's going to take measures to keep him from intimidating witnesses or tainting potential jurors. Again, that caution coming from Tanya Chutkan during this major hearing yesterday discussed the scope of a protective order over this discovery evidence in Donald Trump's case. Again, a typically routine step in most criminal matters. Later, after the course of this hearing, Judge Chutkan did impose an order, but agreed to a modification that was requested by Donald Trump's legal team, and specifically finding that it applied only to sensitive materials and not all evidence turned over to defense. But she concluded the hearing with a very blunt warning to Donald Trump. She said in an unmistakable reference again to this Truth Social posting that he sent out there into the world, if you go after me, I'm coming after you. She said, I do want to issue a general word of caution. I intend to ensure the orderly administration of justice in this case as I would in any other case. Again, this is the judge talking. And even arguably ambiguous statements by the parties or their counsel. And plainly she's doing that as a part of her anticipation that this issue may resurface again. She said that any of those could be considered an attempt to intimidate witnesses or prejudice potential jurors, triggering the court, she indicated, to take action. She went on to say, I caution you and your client. She's speaking to the attorneys, of course, you and your client, the client being Donald Trump, to take special care in your public statements in this case. I will take whatever measures, she said, are necessary to protect the integrity of these proceedings. Again, so did not adopt completely the protective order proposed by Jack Smith. Gave him the defendant, Donald Trump, a little bit of leeway here, but basically reading him the Riot Act about future attempts to make these kinds of statements along the way. She said, Mr. Trump, like any American, has a right to free speech under the First Amendment, an issue that we're going to review again in just a few moments as we get back to the underlying indictment in this case. But she also said that right is not absolute. That right is not absolute. Along the way, she dismissed an argument made by Donald Trump's lawyers. His name is John Lauro, L-A-U-R-O, Lauro, who is complaining that the protective order was presented by the Department of Justice put a chill on his client's ability to defend himself in the 2024 presidential campaign. Again, underscoring the atypical nature of all of this, that's that this is going on in the middle of a presidential campaign in which the defendant alleged to have done these crimes in the indictment is also seeking the highest office in our land. What did Judge Chutkan say about that? She responded by saying this: he is a criminal defendant. He is going to have restrictions like every other criminal defendant. And she also added that she was not going to allow him any greater or lesser latitude than any defendant in a criminal case. The judge described Donald Trump's candidacy as a day job, she said. And she plainly indicated she's going to treat him like any other defendant appearing in her court. Witnesses, she said, may not have the type of protections that Donald Trump has. And she said, I see the possibility for a lot of problems here. That's what the federal district court judge said yesterday. Her name, once again, Tanya Chutkan. She is the judge who's going to be presiding over the trial of this matter and other pretrial matters that are going to animate us in America, animate the trial itself, and plainly influence the future history of our country for the next months and years down the road. That happened just yesterday in connection with the prosecution by Jack Smith, special counsel, of this 45-page indictment that, again, has been a part of the record for about 11, coming up on 12 days now in American jurisprudence. I promised you at the start of this hour that I'd also talk with you about a rule of law calendar. Let's get to that right now in the last minutes of our first hour here. Give you some sense of what's coming up here. We'll continue this in the start of our second hour as well. Let's talk about the current schedule of Donald Trump trials coming up in America. We know about virtually all of these, or maybe one or two that have slipped under the radar of America. The first one coming up on October 2nd, October this coming fall, October 2nd, 2023. Recall this civil fraud prosecution. It's a civil case, not a criminal case, being brought by the Attorney General of the state of New York. Her name is Letitia James. She brought this case a long time ago, alleging some civil fraud in connection with Donald Trump's property valuations, and specifically seeking about $250 million against him for violations, again, civil fraud violations in violation of New York law. Also seeking to prevent the Trump entities, the Trump participants, the Trump family members from at any point serving in the leadership roles of companies, corporations in the state of New York. That trial, and the judges said that's in stone, is coming up on October 2nd, which significantly is going to be a very important day in American history. That's also the date on which the next term of the U.S. Supreme Court begins, October 2nd, first Monday in October 2023. This calendar year, the civil fraud trial begins in October of this year. Then we've got a number of other trials also on the docket for 2024. We know that Jack Smith has recently proposed that Monday, January 2nd, the first business day of the new year of 2024, be the day on which this 45-page indictment, the January 6th indictment, the allegations of attempting to stop the counting of votes, the conspiracies alleged in that indictment, that's the date on which he has recommended the court, again, Tanya Chutkan, to establish a date. She has not yet done that. She plainly will have a pretrial hearing at some point down the road in which she will discuss that date, but that has not yet happened in America. We will see what happens on that, if that in fact is the date, or much more likely that moves much more into 2024, right in the middle of the political campaign for the presidency of the United States of America. In our second hour, we're going to tell you more about the rule of law calendar, and then we're going to spend a lot of time talking in our second hour about that major indictment, talking about it generally, and then doing some specific references to what that indictment says in support of the four major charges in it. Stay with us here on Morning Cannolis for that very important discussion.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.